A clear message from Kiev to Moscow at a rally where thousands of people urged Ukraine's government to stand up to Russia. Some here fought for Ukraine, veterans of the country's war with Russian-backed separatists in the east, and they say they'll fight again.
We are ready. We are ready to fight if it happens. We don't want to, but it will happen. We are here to stay.
This kind of meeting is about Ukrainian people to gather, all of us together, to show that we are not separated, we love our country, and we also can protect it if it needed in any time. So that's why we are here.
Some demonstrators gathered beneath a statue of Taras Shevchenko, a 19th century poet and artist, a symbol of Ukrainian national pride. As Moscow continues to build up its military hardware and forces on Ukraine's border, some Western intelligence officials say Kiev could be a target. Washington says that Russia could attack Ukraine at any moment. The Kremlin says it has no plans to invade, but some countries are taking no chances and advising their citizens to leave. The US is evacuating its diplomats, a difficult situation for Ukraine's president, who called for calm.
The truth that we have different information, and now the best friend for enemies, that is panic in our country. And all this information that helps only for panic doesn't help us.
With so much conflicting information, most people here don't know what to believe. Some say they've heard it all before, others are anxious, but no one wants another generation growing up with another war. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kiev.